You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you? Happy Friday the 13th.
Hey, you know, I always like Friday the 13th. They always seem to work out well for me. I don't know why.
Yeah. Opposite of what movie conventions would say.
Well, I'll take dumb luck every time.
Hey.
Ben, good to have you here. Good to have you on the show. We're excited to have you.
Happy to be here. I'm excited to be live in radio. I've been told I've got a face great for it. So
well, there's three of us, so we're perfect. Well, we had a great show today. Say hello to our guest. His name is Dan Wilkins. He's the president of Construction Solutions and Dan Wilkins Homes. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Good day, mate.
Oh, God, it's going to be one of those kind of days.
Awesome. I didn't expect that kind of greeting.
I did not either. Dan, good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into a conversation around Construction Solutions, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I've been building a long time. So long that when I first started, the workers that came over to help us from Mexico were Incas.
I remember them.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I started in residential construction as a superintendent back in the early 70s and later got my commercial license in North Carolina and South Carolina and built commercial buildings throughout North Carolina and South Carolina. Then came back to Atlanta and started back doing some commercial work and also building custom homes and kept building custom homes and remodeling ever since then.
So tell us about Construction Solutions and what kind of remodeling that you do and how the company came about.
Well, Construction Solutions was started in about 1998. The company was formed then. My partner, Don Hagemeister, and I were building custom homes back then, and we're also doing a lot of remodeling. And we got so many calls and we're doing so much remodeling that we created an entirely separate company to just do the remodeling, and that's what came to be Construction Solutions. And we have been doing remodeling in that company ever since.
That's got to be a big difference in running a company, I would think, building new homes versus the remodeling, or do I have that wrong? I mean, how different is that, running those two kinds of companies?
They're both, in our case, hands-on. They're both construction. Both of our companies do custom high-end work, so it still requires the same amount of attention, and so it's really not that much different between the two. One requires a lot of demolition, whereas trying to make things fit with existing conditions of the house you're working on, whereas in new construction you start new, so it's a little easier.
So you've been making the most out of changing spaces. You just won two Gold Obie Awards. Tell us about the projects and what went into them and why your projects won.
We're really lucky to win two. We've actually been blessed to win about 26 or 28 Obies over the years.
Wow.
And we're not lucky. We do a great job, but you never know what the judges are going to think. I mean, one time we actually got a silver. I was kidding. The two projects, we entered two projects and won two awards. One project was a basement. We do a lot of basement finishes, either unfinished basements and finish the spaces, or take existing basements and refinish them. In this case, it was a very large home, and the basement was finished, but it had a whole lot of separate rooms. It was pretty much of a maze, and we opened the entire basement, almost the entire basement up, using steel I-beams, columns, and point load piers, and it was a big job, and turned out to be a really nice project, and the people really happy with it. So we won a Gold Obie for that basement remodel, and then we also entered a whole house remodel, and that was a house that was probably about a 30-year-old ranch that we did an extensive renovation on it, put a second floor on it, and refinished the whole house, and added a keeping room on the back, and did all the interior. It was all new, so we won a gold for that one also.
Well, congratulations on that. All right, Dan Wilkins will return after this short commercial break.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Dan Wilkins, president of Construction Solutions and Dan Wilkins Homes.
Dan, just before the break, you were talking about a whole house renovation that you did and the basement renovation. That was your two Obie Awards. Is there a specialty? I mean, is basements the thing you like to specialize in, or what's your best at? What's in your wheelhouse?
We actually do a good mix. We have done quite a few basements. We do a lot of kitchens, just kitchens. We do a lot of just bathrooms. We come in and put hardwood floors in a house. We do a lot of small remodels, not too small, but not giant. And we've done quite a few huge renovations, additions also. So we really have the capabilities of doing both, and we have no preference, and we have no specialty. We do them all, and give them all projects the same amount of attention.
All right, Dan. So are there remodeling projects that are more popular in certain seasons? Like, is there one that's more popular to do in winter, or one that's more popular to do leading up to putting your sale up for market in spring?
Well, in the winter time, typically we don't do as much remodeling because of the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So starting a remodel and getting it finished before Thanksgiving, Christmas, holidays, et cetera, is really when you start your projects in time to finish, and then people don't want their houses disrupted during the holidays, and we don't want that to happen if we can help it. So really, it slows down about October and then picks back up around January or February.
So if I wanted to get a renovation for my home, how soon could you start working on it? How soon should I call you after the holidays are over?
As soon as this broadcast is over.
All right. Sounds good to me.
We could just ask him right now if you're that interested.
Yeah, I can take these headphones right off.
Your slogan of your home can be your dream home. What's your thinking behind that? Is that the new construction? Is that the renovations? Or is
that's
it both?
That's the renovations. You don't have to go out and buy a dream home. We can make your house a dream home. So we can make it whatever you want it to be or whatever you've always wanted. That's what we do, and that's the idea behind it.
So say I want a dream home, and I don't like where my current home is. I hear you have Dan Wilkins Homes that will be happy to build me a home. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, we do a lot of custom buildings for people on properties, either on estate homes, or we have in the past done a whole lot of the teardowns in East Atlanta and Buckhead, Sandy Springs, where, you know, tear down an older house because it's a desirable area and there's not any more new lots in that area. So we do that a lot. So we have historically done a lot of speculative building and contract work, whereas now we mostly do contract work.
Dan, I want to take you back to renovations for a minute and just talk through the process of how you'd work with a homeowner that, say, remodeling a kitchen. Just talk through the process of how we'd work together to do that.
Well, we meet with the homeowner and find out what they want, you know, what their needs are and what their budget is. And then from there, we typically take them to one of our kitchen designers and have them work with them and design the kitchen, and also have them work with an interior designer in order to pick out the tiles and the different color cabinets and whatever else, the paint colors. If it's an extensive renovation, we then bring in one of our architects. But typically on a kitchen, it just involves having a kitchen design done, and then they select the cabinets and the appliances, and then we then start the project according to when their desire is. and stage it so that we can get in quickly and take care of it. Kitchen is the heart of the house. And so when your kitchen, you've lost your kitchen, it's tough. So yeah, we really make a concerted effort to get started quickly and to finish quickly.
All right. Well, speaking of extensive renovations, apologize for the noise and the racket here today in studio. Dan, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Construction Solutions?
We have a website, which is www.constructionsolutions, that's plural, solutions.net. And they can go to the website, and all our contact information is there. They can call me directly on my cell phone, actually, 404-358-3699. Be happy to talk to them anytime.
All right. Dan Wilkins, the president of Construction Solutions and Dan Wilkins Homes. It was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks so much.
All right.
My pleasure.
The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Tom Rowland. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Delaney, what have you got for us?
Today we have a deal from Fisher Homes, who is offering up to 3.5 points on a rate buy-down on any of their homes at the Meadow at Miller's Pond, Lost Mountain Trails, Carriage Post, Gates at Castleberry, or Rivendell Crossing if home closes by the end of the year.
3.5 points?
Three and a half points.
That's kind of huge.
It is.
Holy
this is a
smokes.
Big deal.
That's
pretty very neat. Happy holidays.
That's but you have to close by the end of the year.
Yes, and only at the certain five communities, which are in Cumming, Powder Springs, and Sugar Hill.
Okay.
So,
well, if you're looking in those areas and you're ready to buy, this is a great deal.
Yeah, I'm really familiar with Powder Springs. I mean, I know exactly where those houses are. That is a really cool area.
Mm-hmm. These are 4 and 5 bedroom homes, you know, priced anywhere from the high 100s to high 400s.
3.5 points on a $400,000 to $500,000 home. That's good stuff. Well, that really sounds good stuff. Delaney, if people want to get more information on this, where do they go?
You can go to fisherhomes.com/Atlanta, or you can give them a call at 404-220-9951.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Tom Rowland, the Director of Marketing and Sponsorships for the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. Tom, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for carving out a few minutes to join us. Tom, before we get into a conversation around Cobb Energy, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I have been a resident of Atlanta for the last 24 years, and I have been working on marketing at various venues in the city during that time. I've spent 12 years at Zoo Atlanta and moved to the High Museum of Art and spent 4 years there, and I'm most recently at the Cobb Energy Center for the past 7. So I've been kind of doing event, venue, destination marketing in the city over the last 20 years or so.
Cool. Well, tell us a little more about the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, if you could.
The Cobb Energy Center is a 2,750-seat theater. It was constructed and opened in 2007, so it's been open just about 6 years now. It is a multi-use theater. It is home to the Atlanta Ballet, the Atlanta Opera. We've had Broadway series come through the building, and it also has a robust schedule of concerts, stand-up comedians, theater performances. We do a lot of movie set filming there. We've had, as a lot of people know, we were the scene of the finale of The Walking Dead Season 1, where they blew up the CDC. That was the Cobb Energy Center.
I didn't know.
Wow, that's
we
awesome.
We still get movie tour buses stopping by the center all the time for that. But we had Billy Crystal filming in the building for parental guidance. We've been home for quite a few movie set locations as well. And we also have a 10,000-square-foot ballroom where we do special events. So we have a very active sales program where companies and groups come in to do either corporate daytime events, social meetings, galas, fundraisers, parties, that sort of stuff as well. So we are well known as an event facility as well as a theater.
Tom, talk a little about the history and the background. What led up to putting the center there, that kind of a facility at that location?
Sure. Well, I believe when the Cobb Galleria Center was first constructed back in the early 90s, the convention center that's out there at the Galleria, it was part of the original master plan to build a performing arts building in the vicinity. And I believe at the time it did, the finances weren't there, or the, you know, there, it wasn't the right time to do it. But in the early 2000s, the Cobb Marietta Coliseum and Exhibit Hall Authority commissioned a feasibility study, and they did some research. And they came back with the results that Atlanta could use another performing arts venue. And at 2,750 seats, it really fills a void in the marketplace, because before this building was constructed, you had venues in town such as Atlanta Symphony Hall, which is 1,800 seats. And then you would have to jump up to the Fox Theater or the Atlanta Civic Center, which are both 4,800 seats. And then you get larger from there. You go to Chastain Park and some other outdoor venues. So there really wasn't a venue between the 2,000 and 3,000 seat size in the marketplace. In a lot of shows in other markets, you find venues that size. Most touring Broadway, most ballet and opera perform in buildings that size. The opera, before they moved out to our center, was performing at the Civic Center, and before that they had been at the Fox Theater, and that's really just too large a room for an operatic performance. So they were thrilled, and they were a partner of ours from the get-go in terms of being involved in the original construction, giving some advice about things that would work for them, and they've been with us ever since, and they've seen their subscriptions and attendance rise ever since they've been out at the building.
So you talked about some of the opera and a few other things, but what are some of the upcoming performances, especially with the holidays in full swing and Christmas right around the corner?
Sure.
And then fun things to do at the start of the new year.
Our busiest time frame is really kind of late September to May, so we are well into our heavy season. We've just come off a three-week run of the Radio City Music Spectacular with the Rockettes. They were in for the month of November, and that was a huge thing for us to have that group in there, and they were thrilled with the performance and with the theater. We're segueing now into December, and we just came off of the Brian Setzer Orchestra, and Sinbad the Comic was just in for the fourth time this past weekend. And actually today and tomorrow we have the Atlanta Symphony in doing school field trip performances for children. This weekend upcoming, we have Disney Junior, The Pirate and Princess Adventure, which is a Feld production. We'll be in for four shows over the weekend. Almost all of those shows are virtually sold out. And then we head into the holidays, and we have the Shen Yun performance coming in the end of the year. And then in January, when we turn the calendar, we have Travis Tritt, Billy Gardell, the Midtown Men, Aaron Neville. And then we kind of segue into more of our ballet and opera season after that. But there's lots of things going on, very diverse calendar.
Yeah, that sounds like a great portfolio. All right, well, Tom Rowland will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Tom Rowland, the Director of Marketing and Sponsorships with Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center.
Tom, something I only recently became aware of was the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Foundation. Tell us about the background of that and what its role is and what its mission is.
Sure. Well, when the building was opened, there was the, in addition to the center itself, a Performing Arts Center Foundation was created. And at its outset, its purpose was to help raise money to build the facility. But once the building was open, it's transitioned to its main focus of being arts education. So we provide a venue for all sorts of performing arts groups to come in and do programming. I just referenced the Atlanta Symphony a few moments ago. The ballet and the opera do arts education programs. And the center itself, or the foundation, presents programs. We do things like school field trip programs. We partner with Kennesaw State University. Probably the highlight of the foundation's efforts is the Schuller Hensley Awards, or the Georgia Musical High School Theater Awards. It is a statewide program that is basically, for lack of a better word, kind of a Tony Awards for high school musicals. We have over 60 Georgia high schools participating in the program this year. The center runs the program. We send out judges, three judges to each of the high schools that score the high school musicals based on a set of criteria. And then the top six nominees are brought in to the center for a big production in April, on April 17th. And we give out a Shuler Award for everything from best actor to best actress to best production, best director, the whole thing. The winner of the best actor and the best actress actually get to go to New York City in June and participate in the National High School Musical Theater Awards. And a few years ago, a young lady from Tri-Cities High School won the national competition. So we're very proud of that program. It's been underwritten by the Georgia Lottery every year and Delta Community Credit Union. And it's just been a huge success, and it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Wow, that does sound amazing. What other educational opportunities are there at the center?
Another really fantastic program that we've been doing for a couple of years is our Jazz Roots program. The Jazz Roots series was founded back in 2006 down in Miami, and we've brought it here to Atlanta. We partner with Larry Rosen and Carl Griffin, and we bring world-class jazz musicians to the center for a concert. But really, what really sets apart this program is the educational components of those concerts. With each show, we bring an artist, whether it's Al Jarreau or Ramsey Lewis or Dave Benoit. We take them out to a local high school, and they do a Jazz in the Classroom event for about 100, 200 kids. And they speak to the children, to the students, about what it's like to be a touring musician and how they got their start. They usually play with the kids, and the kids play for them. In addition to that, we bring upwards of 200 kids to the center on the night of the show. They come in and attend the sound check and listen to the artists rehearsing, and then they do a Q&A with the artists on stage. Then we give them a jazz lecture in our ballroom, feed them dinner, and then they attend the concert for free. So it's a really great way to educate our Atlanta children about the history of jazz music and explain to them how music today evolved from a lot of the roots of jazz. And what I find most gratifying about it is almost every one of the artists are thrilled to work with these kids. I mean, you really think about the pay it forward sort of mentality. These artists, they can see themselves sitting in the audience and talking to these kids, and they can relate to them and talk about how they were inspired by an artist and how they got their start. So it's really a magical program that we do. So that's just that, and the Shuler Awards are really just two really great programs we're working on.
Al Jarreau come to my school. How cool would that have been?
Yeah, cool. If I had known about that, I mean.
Tom, I got to tell you, I've been to a bunch of different events at the Cobb Energy Center, from the Atlanta Symphony to comedians and a couple other things in between. One of the things that I've always enjoyed about it is the whole experience. I mean, it's part of where it's located. Talk a little bit about the night out that you might have, with obviously the performance at the Cobb Energy Center being the highlight of it.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that we like to point out to folks who may not have been out to the center before is that it's located at the intersection of I-75 and 285. It's actually ITP for anybody who really cares. It's just inside the 285 beltway. We're in that little strip of Cobb County between the river and 285. We are about equidistant, distance-wise, between Marietta, Midtown, and even Perimeter. We're about 10 miles from each of those epicenters of Atlanta population, so it's very easy to get to. It's 10 minutes, 15 minutes from any direction to get to the center. The Cumberland Galleria area, as we just said, is easily accessible. There's multiple ways to get to it through Highway 41 or off Cumberland Boulevard to get there. There's a growing list of restaurants around the area. Both Cumberland Mall, who underwent a major renovation a few years ago, they have a lot of signature restaurant properties over there. There are several across the street that benefit greatly from what we do at the center. There's a lot of hotels in the area as well, and the development that's on tap over the next few years will really give people even more things to do around the area.
Yeah, the area is really, really booming. It's really exciting to see. Well, Tom, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about the center itself and all the performances?
Absolutely. Well, the best place to get all the information you would like about the center is our website. It's cobbenergycenter.com. You can find out information about the upcoming show schedules. You can sign up for an email database to get on-sale alerts about what's coming to the center. You can learn more about our foundation, our education programs, or having an event at the center. So that's the best resource, and our phone number and all our contact information is there as well.
And the next time Al Jarreau's in town, bring him through the studio, too. Add to the experience the kids individual. Thrilled to spend time with us here. All right, well, Tom Rowland, the Director of Marketing and Sponsorships with the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. Tom, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
All right, well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Dan Wilkins, Tom Rowland, show producer Delaney Langston, my co-hosts Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.